Well, good morning and welcome to the WJBM Local Spotlight Show. This morning I have with me William Bowden, known as Bo from Wind Supply here in Jerseyville, Illinois, supplying all the plumbing products all around for the whole Tri-County. Welcome, Bo.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
Yeah. And you go by, I mean, I've never known you as any other name but Bo.
That's correct. Yes. Most people that know me as Bo. And,
is that nickname or is that your name since you were a kid or what?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Since I've been a kid, people have called me that and it just stuck. So,
it's a good name. It's a good country name.
Yeah. That's why when, somebody asks for William, I don't even turn my head. I don't even know who they're talking to.
So, Bo, you're running the Wind Supply. I understand the president of Wind Supply.
That's correct, yeah.
And been there how many years?
Since 98, so 26 years, something like that.
26 years.
Been a long time, yeah.
Did you grow up in Jerseyville?
Yeah, I lived here as a kid for probably 6 years, pretty close to the movie theater, and learned how to ride a bicycle here and all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's been in my blood.
Yeah, and then where'd you go to? Where'd you live at?
Then I was across the river for a number of years and went to high school and college across the river and came back here in the late 90s and into the area and loved it ever since.
Yeah. So put your roots back down here.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, do you have any kids?
I have two boys. One's graduated from Jerseyville High School. The other will graduate here this spring. So, and they're out making their way in the world now, getting ready to. So,
boy, two young boys. Well, I bet that keeps you busy.
There's always something. Never knew how good of a mechanic I was till recently.
Now you say you went to college. What university did you go to?
So I graduated from Mizzou back in, I don't know, 90-something, a long time ago.
Yeah? And studying plumbing supplies?
I graduated with an environmental design degree, so it's always kind of design or being in the building industry or has always kind of been in my blood. It just took a while to kind of figure out where, but I finally got it.
Environmental design.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, environmental design, what'd you study as far as environmental design?
Well, I did a lot of work just designing one thing or another, homes or fast food joints or different things like that, different projects.
So the environmental design, so it fits into the environment very well, whatever it is.
Correct, yeah. To make sure it's good design, bad design. I thought maybe architecture might be in my future, but actually I kind of enjoy what I do. So yeah. I think you never know where you're going to end up.
Oh, so. I know. We just go in a direction and we go left and right and left and forward and backwards and then every direction.
That's right, yeah.
So at Wind Supply, you handle basically, is it just plumbing people with plumbing licenses, or do you take anybody in?
Kind of focus on plumbers, contractors, excavators, people building their own homes, and that's kind of our main focus. But of course, we love all kinds of people coming in the door, and we do a lot of different things. We just have one thing that we kind of focus on, and that's the plumbers and contractors and builders. And so,
what sets you apart from like a lumber yard or like Home Depot or Lowe's?
So we think of ourselves, and I think we are professionals in our industry, and we sell professional products. And so the things that we sell are not necessarily maybe going to be the same things that you would find at a lumber yard or a home center or, you know, a Walmart or something like that. I mean, we stock things that plumbers want to use, better quality products and things like that. So it's,
One thing that I discovered a couple years ago, was that if you go to like a big box store and you buy a faucet, a lot of times, like, let's say it's a name brand faucet, like, you guys sell Moen's, or what? Which one do you sell?
Delta. Our main.
Yeah. I just remember, like, and I don't know if Delta's this way or not, but the Delta faucet that you sell is not the same Delta faucet that the big box stores sell it. That their inside parts are maybe cheaper parts. The outside might be the same. But is that true?
That's very true, yeah, in a lot of cases. And it extends beyond Delta faucets. I mean, I've been on factory tours before where, let's say, the showers that we sell. And, you know, you're watching the people make these on an assembly line, and they're building these showers. And then all of a sudden they'll leave some parts out or things like that, reinforcing parts in some of the showers. And when you start asking a few questions about that, you know, it's a 50-cent piece of plastic or a 50-cent piece of cardboard for reinforcing. They don't put any of that in the things. Oh, these are, you know, they'll tell you these products are shipping to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, and we don't spend the extra $2 to reinforce them because they want everything as cheap as possible. And so it really opened my eyes as to, you know, it's not the same product, you know, and Delta does the same thing. You know, it's,
well, the thing, the inside story is this, I think, having been in construction for many years, grown up in construction, you know, whenever you're doing something, you're building something and selling something to a customer, the last thing you want to do is have to go back and fix it, or go back and take it out and replace it, or not get the years that you should have got into it. And so when you realize that, what you do is you spend a little bit extra, if it's a little bit extra. I mean, it's cheaper at Lowe's, or it's cheaper at, you know, any of the big box stores. The same item will look like, well, heck, it's a lot cheaper there.
Right.
Or some cheaper. Maybe right. Not a lot, but right. Some cheaper.
Yep.
And the thing is, you're not getting the same product. Yeah. That's why it's cheaper.
Absolutely. And yeah, if, a lot of cases, that's plumbers, very true.
Plumbers and contractors do not want to put something in that they have to take out and replace a year later.
Yeah.
So they only usually go with a supply store, a plumbing supply store. Sells
yeah.
The best stuff.
That's correct, because they don't, you know, their name's on it too. And so is our name.
Labor.
It's labor. Yeah.
The first time you get paid, the second time you're doing it for nothing.
That's right. So it's expensive for the plumber. It's expensive for the contractors. You know, it's a lot of headaches for us if we have issues and things like that. So we want to take care of it. We don't want to sell the cheap stuff. It's too many headaches. I mean, I my kids go to school and I go to church with people that, you know, I see every day, and I just, you know, personally don't feel right if we're, you know, selling things that I know is going to break on them in 6 months, and I'm not going to answer the phone. They call if something, there's a problem. I mean, it's just, it's not worth it. So we try, not to say everything's perfect, but we try to handle products that are better quality and things like that. So it's fun.
Yeah. So if you're a homeowner and you're doing a fixer for yourself, the thing is, if you don't want to get the right product, you might pay a little bit more, but it's going to last, and you don't have to take it out. So that's the big kicker. Right,
absolutely,
there.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
I know I heard about the Woodford faucet, like it's such a much better outside faucet.
Yeah.
I know that's what I go with. If I'm going to replace a faucet, I make sure I get it from Wind Supply and get a Woodford, because, you know, I don't want to do it over.
Yeah, and especially the, you know, like the yard hydrants and things like that, where, you know, you have to bury them 3 foot deep or whatever. I mean, if you're reaching for a shovel, that is not a good day. So, I mean, it's so you want to put it in, and you want to put it in right, and you don't want to have to mess with it in January when it's zero and you've got water spraying everywhere and ice and you're trying to fix something that you bought 2 years ago. Because it was a little cheaper or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people know them as Iowa hydrants. Woodford is actually the manufacturer, but they You know, they just last, you know, and so it's another product that's fun to sell. It's, they're not cheap, but I mean, who wants to dig? Yeah. I mean, it's just not a good day. You got to get the shovel out.
And, you know, all you got to do is look at some of the, like the plumbers and contractors that come in. I mean, some of them are, you know, built pretty big guys.
Sure.
And they got like a scowl on their face and they, yeah. and they handle tools that can hurt. You know, you just, you don't want them coming back.
No,
Come back mad.
No, no, please, no.
I mean, I know you can handle yourself, but you just don't want that.
No.
You just want to keep them happy, get them out the door, you don't have them that way.
That's right, that's yeah. right.
So, you know, I know some of the products that you sell there, the Toto tools and the Delta faucets and you sell, I know one thing, and you sell Milwaukee products. What do you like about Milwaukee tools?
Same thing. I mean, it's built for the professionals, and we think of ourselves as professionals selling to the professionals. So, you know, they're built for everyday use. And so, again, it's fun to sell because you know it's going to hold up. When they walk out the door and they spend a lot of hard-earned money, you know it's going to work for them, and they're not going to have issues and problems. And
it could last for their lifetime, basically.
We sure hope so. Yeah. Yeah. And we do, you know, if they, you know, bought it from us and they want to have an issue with it or need it repaired or something, and, then we send it back to Milwaukee and, you know, I'm always surprised. I heard a story the other day of a guy that he was working on a water main and he was, you know, 4 feet down in a hole that was full of water. And it was, you know, December and, he had an impact wrench he was using down there and it was, you know, not supposed to put them underwater, but it may have got overly wet. And so then it had, you know, ice was all over it. He was putting it by the tailpipe of his truck to keep it warm, to keep the ice thawed out. Of it. So I thought, man, it's a good day to have a desk job. I don't know. That guy was earning his money that day, but I don't know. I just think it's, you know, you don't want to have a no-name knockoff that you bought somewhere. I mean, if you're, that's the last thing you want to have problems with when it's zero and there's ice and you just want to get it done and get home, and get warm.
That's right.
So,
now in the plumbing business, I mean, there's people out there, there's a lot of renovating and remodeling going on. Why do you think there's a lot of that going on right now?
I think it's just a combination of things. There's interest rates are certainly an issue and things like that. So, not as many people are moving and things like that. So more people want to stay where they're at. They want to remodel what they have.
You see a lot of people going, since we're living in our houses longer, going to that, making our houses more accessible, that trend.
Yeah. There's definitely a trend of that. You know, we want to stay put. We want to be able to live here as we age. And so we want to add grab bars or you know, things like that in their home, remodel their bathroom and make sure it's easy to get around, you know, 20 years from now when they're
change
living there.
Change that tub out, make it a walk-in shower.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always the bidet.
Of course.
You got your name on that.
I don't own one, but I hear great reviews about them.
Oh, so. I own one and I really like it. of course, you sold me my first bidet and it was best $1,200 I ever spent.
Oh my goodness. they have all kinds of bells and whistles on them now too. You can buy an inexpensive one or you can buy one that the lid will raise for you, and most of the time the seats are heated on them, I giggle about it every day. But everybody I talk to that has one absolutely loves them. So it's
and if they come to you, you can fix them up
for sure. Yeah,
Like I said, it's they're a little pricey, but they're worth it.
It depends. I will tell you the other day, it was about 25 degrees out and I had a garden hose out for something and I set it down and accidentally stepped on it. And I accidentally got shot with water. And I tell you what, the heated feature on those things is worth the money. Have some cold water.
Oh, shoot. So any other trends in the remodeling business that you see going on as far as plumbing, kitchens, baths, et cetera?
The biggest one is just staying where we're at, staying in our home, and nobody seems
the products that you're selling. Leaning towards these days.
That's kind of it in the scope that we sell. Is faucets and toilets and things of that nature. Anything in the bathroom or kitchen sometimes is kind of our specialty area. So
I see. How about this? You know, do you ever hear of anybody, because we've got such a low water table, and a lot of the buildings up and down the streets around here, you know, they have wells, old buildings have wells.
Yeah.
Do you hear people like going to using well water versus, water from, the other companies, the supply companies?
Certainly we've had some people that have, want to have the option, of, you know, I want to be able to use a well, and
water's expensive.
Very.
And
yeah.
If you got, it's free right underneath it.
Yeah.
You make a well. I mean, you could have free water.
Yeah.
So, you know, that makes sense.
It's there's definitely people that have taken advantage of that, man, had, you know, they'll have wells or things like that. We don't necessarily do a whole lot with the well digging or anything like that, but I mean, we just supply the pipe,
right,
and things like that. And if I had to do any of that for a living, I'd probably starve, but it's but we're better at just selling it. And so
but you do have it for sale.
We do. Yes. Yep.
Now, I guess we want to make this kind of clear, is that you guys can get the parts. You got quality parts. You got quality equipment that you sell.
Yep.
However, you are not plumbers, per se, nor designers.
Absolutely not. No.
A lot of people can do their own work at their own house, but a lot
sure.
of times you need to hire a good plumber.
I have... so much respect for the guys that actually get it done, because it's
they're so quick
people that work with their hands. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to save people money to hire a plumber or hire a contractor. I mean, it's and that's why I stay out of it. I don't do any installs or anything like that. I mean, it's just not what we do. It's
But I bet you have a good list of plumbers that you could recommend.
For sure. Yeah, we work with a lot of great ones. So
yeah.
You know, it's definitely, I some of the stories I hear, guys, plumbers and people that come in and tell me stories of plumbing, it's just I don't know, I don't know how they do it. It's pretty amazing. So
do you got a good story? You got a good plumbing story you can share? How interesting is plumbing? Got one good story for me.
Well, the best one that I can think of involves a plumber and a sewage pump. And if I can do this without, I'm not going to name any names, but I think he was a young guy. He made a mistake. And the first rule when you go to work on a sewage pump is you always unplug it. That's just rule number one. And some people have to learn the hard way. And so the complaint was the sewage lift pump didn't work.
Yeah.
And, so, well, like a good troubleshooter, the first thing he did was he disconnected the piping, leaned over the pump, and jiggled the float. Well, it came on, and he got a shower of a cornucopia of anything that was on the bottom of the sewage pit, and immediately had to go home and shower and learned a hard lesson that day, but... That's a good reason why I stay out of the install business, and I just sell the parts to do it. But oh my!
Well, Bo, do you got anything else you want to add to this interview before we wrap it up? That was a good story. I like that story.
Yeah.
But yeah. You got anything else to add?
Started offering breath mints on the counter after that one, but no, I just that. you know, we try to be professionals and sell to professionals every day and love every minute of it. And I definitely encourage people to hire plumbers if they are thinking about doing a project, because it's expensive, but
money well spent.
Yeah, how many times are you going to do it, and what's your time worth? And so it's always a good thing to hire a plumber if you know,
because
gets done quick and efficient and right, and you get to move on. And
that's right.
And you don't get any special showers whenever you're doing it. So,
well, Bo, thanks so much for coming in.
It's sure.
been fun.
Yeah.
And you stay hard at it out there.
Well, we are every day, 5 days a week out there. So it's that's just what we do. So
all right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, good talking.